As the heart paints after the water brooks, so paints my soul after thee, O God. Does your soul long for God in the same way that a deer that's been running in the forest longs for a cold stream of water? Do you long for fellowship with God, or do you just take a sip as you passed on by out of habit? Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Man and God both exist for each other, and neither is satisfied without the other. And the pursuit of him should be because we are urged to. Jesus said that no man can come to him unless God has sent him to pull on us. The very impulse to pursue God originates with God, but the working of that impulse is us following hard after him. Animals pant because it's a natural impulse for them to do so. They have this mechanism to help them to cool down. They don't need to be trained to pant, and they don't need to be trained to drink water. They do so because it's a part of them and their lives depend on it. It comes about naturally. St. Augustine was a dedicated follower of God, and he wrote such books as Confessions and the City of God. He searched tirelessly for God. Upon his conversion, he followed a course in which he naturally had on the inside. The thirst of God, he said, comes naturally to us as well. Everyone is searching for a way to have that thirst satisfied. Some seek satisfaction in healthy ways, while others go the unhealthy route. Our deep need for God can be compared to hunger and thirst, just as our spiritual need is even more important than our need for food. Now, deer are some peaceful and graceful creatures, and when you watch them run, it's like poetry in motion. The only thing that ever even came close to the beauty of a deer was watching Lynn Swann catch touchdown passes for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lynn was a natural, and he made it all look so easy. Deer are natural creatures as well, and they get most of their water supply from the food that they eat, and they use the water sources to supplement the rest of their bodies. On our pursuit of God, our supply comes from the living Word, Jesus Christ, who naturally gives us all the spiritual nutrients that we need. His Word brings life to what was once dead, and our souls are awakened by His spiritual food. We have a lot in common with the deer. The Bible tells us that the enemy is like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. The devil tries to destroy us by making us run out of steam. And if he can cut off our water supply, then he's won the battle. So we must run to stay alive. We must feed on the Word of God to keep from being overtaken. Like the deer, we want to find that stream of water because we are thirsty. Our souls desire God because we are thirsty spiritually. Hunger and thirst are the basic needs, and our desire is the need for food and water. One of the clear indicators that something is wrong physically is when we lose our appetite. It's the same spiritually. The hunger and thirst for God is at the very root of our being. That's the way that God made us. When there is no hunger for the presence of God, then that's an indicator that something is wrong spiritually. Because that hunger is so basic to human nature, it often finds fulfillment in other areas rather than in seeking God. So many Christians today, they snack their way through, and they have no time to feast with God. We often complain about our busy schedules and how tired we are, but that is typical of a spiritual problem more than a problem of the schedule. We desire everything except God. We take God in small doses throughout the day and week, and then on Sundays we hope that we can catch up on our time with the Lord. Jesus declared that I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me would never go hungry, and who believes in me would never be thirsty. So how can we begin to develop that hunger for God? And if we find ourselves lacking that desire, can it be rekindled in us? Well, God said that if you seek me, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. May hunger and thirst drive us to a passionate, relentless pursuit of God. One love, 5 minutes.